tell me a little bit about the protest.
Well, it was quite big. I mean, there was quite a number of people on both sides. Now, Rancho Cucamonga obviously is quite out there in bush country, sort of. So they had quite a number of supporters that were local.
How many people would you estimate were on the different opposing sides?
I would say there was, what do you think, at least 500 on each side, right?
Really?
I'd say 500. Yeah. I'd say it was 1,000 people out there total.
Wow. So,
They're saying 300 to 500 on each side. The sides were equal. The police let the pro-bushers get away with a little more.
Mm-hmm.
They let them be in the street and stuff like that.
And they gave tickets,
jaywalking tickets to the protesters, the Bush protesters. So they're going to go and organize a, not paying these jaywalking tickets.
You're saying they gave jaywalking tickets to...
The protesters, the anti-Bush people. And
only?
They didn't, only. Yeah, it was pretty one-sided. The police were pretty one-sided. It was pretty amazing, you know.
Were there any arrests?
There was no arrest. None that I saw.
Okay.
Bush's arcade was huge, and it came through, and it was very obvious. And they were on top of the hill. You could get... We were probably, I'd say, 500 meters from there... from the actual location where it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty loud. The pro-Bush people were pretty, you know how they are. They're pretty violent in a lot of respects.
Did you see any incidents of violence?
Yeah, some woman sort of attacked a veteran guy. She was pretty violent with him. I mean, she...
This is where
put it that way.
A pro-Bush person
assaulted
an anti-war protester?
Yeah.
I see. And where were the police when this happened?
They were all over the place, but they don't, you know, it was very quick, and the police didn't get involved in anything. They just wanted to be out in the street. They were mostly on our side, trying to keep us on our curb, while the other guys were all over the place.
So
Bush people were all over the place.
In your opinion, from what you witnessed, the police were biased towards the anti-war protesters?
Incredibly biased. I mean, to the point where you were actually, you know, people were making big comments about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was way one-sided, and, you know, everybody's going, why is this happening? I mean, they would, you know, push you onto the curb, and the other guys were, like, in a lane.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean... 20, 30, 40, 50 people in a lane, you know, so it's like, come on, it's getting a little ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and Bush paid for like maybe an hour and a half, and then split. I mean, he just drove away. And
So you were able to see the motorcade arrive and leave?
Arrive and leave.
Uh-huh.
And apparently it was a very hand-picked group of people, both of them. There were people, local people, that were not allowed, that they go to the senior center, weren't allowed in. And
mm-hmm.
They were sort of bussed in. There was a bunch of buses out there.
Do you think that the pro-Bush people were bussed in, or were they representative of the local community?
I think they were more representative of the local community, but there were buses out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a possibility. But I know they were bussed into the senior center.
The people for the speech?
Yeah.
How would you describe the anti-war crowd? What were they local?
Oh no. Yes, there was plenty of local. The young kids were all local.
Mm-hmm.
And there's definitely a group of local people there.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was, you know, then there was people that came from other parts of the city. But there was a lot of local. Yeah. I got to tell you is that there was a wide variety of people on our side.
Uh-huh.
I mean, every race, every age, gender, everybody was representative there.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other side, you could obviously see, and then they even brought, they had the audacity to bring out that Confederate flag.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of people you saw over there.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to tell you. I'm not one to generalize, but, you know, when it's staring you straight in the face, you've got to be honest. And, you know, they tend to be one race, one gender type of people, you know what I mean?
What was the reaction when the Confederate flag was displayed?
Well, people from our side really took offense. Yeah, I mean, it was really offensive. And as a matter of fact, Margaret took a picture of these guys, and they were perturbed. They were not sure, because she goes, I want to get a quote from you guys about why you're putting this flag out here. And they got pretty violent with it, you know, speech-wise, and giving her the, you know, the finger and stuff like that. That was a classic. They loved doing that, the Bush people. They love giving the finger. It's like something we're afraid of or something. Here's the rest of us giving peace sign, and they're getting a thing. I don't get it. But.
So do you have any announcements you'd like to make about upcoming protests or anything that you know about that's going on?
Tonight people are going to San Diego. I don't know how they're going to get on to Coronado Island, but that's where Bush is going.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, the September 24th, but other than that, I just keep doing day by day, you know. I really love Code Pink, and I'm very impressed with Jody Evans, and the ladies do a wonderful job. So, you know, any plug you ever give for them is worth it. I really think that they're making a big difference.
Thanks so much for granting me this interview.
Okay, my pleasure.